The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, just one other little bit on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. And again, I want to make this clear. Israel is not 100% innocent in everything they do. No one is. But let me state again emphatically. You cannot be objective and say that there is a moral equivalency between the two sides. On the one side, you have Israel doing everything they can to reduce the number of civilian casualties. And they do. They do. Are there civilian casualties? Yes. Primarily because the Palestinians do everything they can to increase the number of civilian casualties. They do it because they are radical Islam or Muslims. And secondly, they do it purely for PR. There's just no moral equivalency at all. Hamas is a terrorist organization, and Hamas has as their ultimate goal the complete annihilation of the Jewish people and the state of Israel. Okay? That is a fact. That's why it is so shocking that a United States congresswoman would be a part of a rally supporting Palestinians by shouting out, "From the river to the sea, Palestine must be free." Everyone knows what that means. At least in Israel, they do. Anyone that understands anything about the Middle East understands what that means. The river is the Jordan River. The sea is the Mediterranean Sea. And what is between the two? The nation of Israel. And so when you hear that chant or read it, "From the river to the sea, Palestine must be free," they are advocating the destruction of an entire race of people and an entire nation of people. We're talking about genocide in the worst possible way. And this is the goal of Hamas. Now, with that in mind, I just came across this tweet from the folks at Black Lives Matter. May I say again, I agree 100% with the sentiment Black Lives Matter. I disagree 100% with the beliefs of the movement called Black Lives Matter. Here is a tweet from yesterday. This is from the official Black Lives Matter Twitter. "Black Lives Matter stands in solidarity with Palestinians. We're a movement committed to ending settler colonialism in all forms, and we'll continue to advocate for Palestinian liberation. Always have, always will be. Hashtag free Palestine." Now again, free Palestine movement means from the river to the sea, Palestine must be free. The annihilation of the nation of Israel. This is the goal, not only of the Palestinians, this is the goal of Black Lives Matter. All right, we'll leave that and go on to more pleasant things. Texas, yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott May his tribe increase. Governor Greg Abbott signed into law yesterday Texas version of the Heartbeat Bill. It is one of the most far-reaching pro-life bills in America. Quote, the signing of the bill opens a new frontier in the battle over abortion restrictions as first of its kind legal provisions intended to make the law harder to block are poised to be tested in the courts. This adds a layer to the pro-life battle as far as legislation is concerned in that it does not leave just the government to enforce the Heartbeat Bill, but even individuals can take Planned Parenthood and abortion facility to court, sue them, and get damages if they find out that an abortion is performed within that facility after a heartbeat has been detected. It broadens the reach. As he signed the bill, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said this, at least in part, quote, our creator endowed us with the right to life, and yet millions of children lose their right to life every year because of abortion. The legislature worked together on a bipartisan basis to pass a bill that I'm about to sign that ensures that the life of every unborn child who has a heartbeat will be saved from the ravages of abortion. Now, will this be challenged in court? Yes. Will it probably be blocked by a federal judge? Probably will. So at least for a time, there probably will be no babies actually saved because of this legislation. Sadly, tragically, because the pro-abortion, pro-death people will go to court, they will be able to find some judge who will block this bill from being implemented. But it is one more pro-life law that is going to force ultimately the Supreme Court of the United States to ultimately rule on Roe v. Wade. That could happen with the Mississippi law that the Supreme Court agreed to hear just a few days ago. Now, I'm not a legal expert. Don't pretend to be one. A lot of people are saying the Supreme Court is going to reconsider Roe v. Wade because of the Mississippi law. I don't think so. I think that the Supreme Court is going to issue a very narrow ruling on this Mississippi law. I don't think they're going to take up Roe v. Wade yet. I hope they do. I pray they do. I just don't think they, I don't think they have the courage to do it. Now, read an interesting article. If the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, what effect would that have immediately on abortion around the United States? Immediately, laws on the books in 24 U.S. states would go into effect, and abortion of all kinds would become illegal in 24 states. Possibly 30, but at least 24 states. So that's if Roe v. Wade was overturned. I keep telling you, many, many people believe that if Roe v. Wade is overturned immediately, abortion becomes illegal in the entire country. And that's not true. It simply means it goes back to the states, and there are 24 states that have laws on the books that have been blocked by a federal judge ruling that it's unconstitutional pending a decision by the Supreme Court. So the fact that 24 states would stop abortions immediately is encouraging. So we'll keep an eye on it. And, of course, that's why the liberals, the left, are trying to pack the Supreme Court. It's all about abortion. This is their god. They worship at the altar of the death of unborn babies. And they'll do anything to keep their god alive, including changing the entire makeup of the Supreme Court.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Don't you hate auto spell check or auto check or whatever it is? Sometimes, well, I guess I have kind of a love-hate relationship with it. Sometimes it is beneficial. You know, you're typing and it auto-corrects on your phone or even on your computer. If you misspell something, the correct spelling comes up and replaces you. You know, okay. Well, if you use Google Docs, you may be in for a real surprise. Google Docs will now make more, and I'm quoting, inclusive suggestions and edits in its predictive text algorithm. Now, what does that mean in practical terms? You're writing a letter to Aunt Sally, and you sit down, you're going to use Google Docs, and you're writing, "Dear Aunt Sally, things are going well here in Columbus, Ohio. We had a great day. I went to the mailbox, and I realized that our mailman put your letter in our box." Well, if you're using Google Docs now, it will automatically change mailman to mail carrier. Yeah, no mailman. No. We can't talk about mailman. No. It will correct it to mail carrier. Well, what if you intended to write mailman because he's a mailman? Well, Google Docs says that's not inclusive enough. So you go on writing and say, you know, "I'm really happy at my job. I was elected to be the chairman of my department." No. Google Docs will say, no, not chairman, chairperson. And you're looking down at the document going, "No, I was elected chairman." And Google Docs says, no, chairperson. Yeah. Yeah, Google Docs wants to be more inclusive, regardless of what you want. Here's a quote. On May 18th, Google held its virtual I/O development conference, and it reported that the new update to Google Doc will suggest ways to avoid offensive language and gendered language. Yeah. Google has made similar changes back in 2018 after the company fell under fire for its predictive gendered pronoun language. The company opted to remove gender pronouns from the predictive text feature altogether. Quote, product leaders told Reuters news agency that the technology had to be changed to avoid offending users. What if I'm offended? What if you're offended? It doesn't make any difference. You're traditional. You're a fuddy-duddy. No. Quote, Google's technology will not suggest gender-based pronouns because the risk is too high that its smart composed technology might predict someone's sex or gender identity incorrectly and offend users. Some other changes. If you write crazy, Google will correct it to baffling. No, you can't use crazy. It's baffling. Dummy variable. I'm not sure what that is. That's some kind of technical term. But Google Docs will not let you put dummy variable. It will be placeholder variable. And final sanity check, they will change to final check for completeness and clarity. And the list the list goes on and on and on. And then I hate to end the hour with this story because it's going to make some of you sick. Today, Lego. Yes, the folks at Lego have announced their new LGBTQIA+. I'm not making that up. LGBTQIA+ set. It goes on sale June 1st. They're announcing it today to mark the start of Pride Month. The developer at Google, or at, not at Google, at Lego said, "I wanted to create a model that symbolizes inclusivity and celebrates everyone, no matter how they identify or who they love." Yeah. "When we created the lineup of characters, we tried not to necessarily gender the characters. It's up to the builder exactly what gender they say they see in each of the characters. So there are no male, female, nope, gender neutral, all of them in the new Everyone is Awesome Lego set." That's what they're calling it. Everyone is Awesome Lego set. Quote, "Being LGBTQIA+ myself, I knew I needed to step up to the plate and make a real statement about love and inclusivity and generally spread some Lego love to everybody who needs it. Children are our role models, and they welcome everyone, no matter their background, something we should all be aspiring to." The Lego organization says the Lego group is committed to building a diverse and inclusive workplace. Yeah. The Everyone is Awesome Lego set. Oh, it comes with a rainbow background. Yeah. The latest attempt at brainwashing your children.